Excellent. Welcome back to all the viewers. Once again, we have a great interview lined up. This time it's a change of pace where it's not a MongoDB person, it's a customer of ours. So Saravana Kumar from Kovai.co, you're very welcome to the MongoDB live stream.
Thank you very much for having me on the show. It's really excited to be here. Like, I can see a lot of buzz around and a lot of things happening. Yeah.
It is. It's great. It's lovely to be in the midst of all of this and the noise that's going on around. It's great to see everything. And for the viewers who are joining us, you can't see, there's two stages either side. There's live streams going on. So it's super busy. But listen, Kovai.co, tell our viewers a little bit of background to the company and what you do. And then we'll dive a little bit more about what you're doing with MongoDB.
Sure. Kovai.co, under Kovai.co, we have three different products. Like two of them are in the Microsoft space.
Mm-hmm.
We come from a Microsoft background, and we have a product called Turbo 360, which does Azure cost optimization, cost management kind of things. And then we have a third product, which is the main product where we primarily focus and where the MongoDB plays a big role. It's called Document 360. It's a self-service knowledge-based product. So, for example, if you want docs.mongodb.com, then it's actually we provide the entire platform. So your documentation team only need to worry about writing content. We take care of the hosting, the search, and then the entire content management flow, everything. So it might look like pretty simple problem, been existing for a long time, but you know, like nobody has solved it very well, and that's the space we are in. We got some exciting clients like Ashable, Gong, Midjourney, and so on, like high-end customers using the product at the moment.
Excellent. And I had Selva, one of your colleagues, join us on the MongoDB TV live stream a number of months ago when he went through the Document 360 platform, and it was super easy, super intuitive, and straight to understand. So, for that, like the solution behind the hood of Document 360, tell us a little bit more about how that's built. What's the technology stack?
Yeah, sure. I think you're absolutely right, because that's exactly the problem what we try to address. Because if you look at the space, one side of the spectrum, you'll see typically the documentation comes from a customer support product like ServiceNow, Zendesk, Freshdesk, etc. And they're very, it's so simple, but it's not really applicable when your company scales up. On the other side, it's a really monolithic old legacy systems where the power is there, but the usability and flexibility is not there. That is the gap what we found, and then we just built Document 360. Under the hood, you know, there is, I mentioned at the beginning, like MongoDB plays a very critical role, because if you look at the knowledge base, you know, it all comes down to the data and where we are storing those documents and how we are able to retrieve them, use them, manage them. So it's very, it's super critical for us to have like a really stable, scalable database underneath. So we evaluate a lot of things. And then, you know, we even went down the relational database side for some time.
That's okay.
And then, you know, we finally settled down with NoSQL, MongoDB, and we haven't looked back, like, you know, like nearly like 6 years now. So it's pretty.
And we announced Vector Search and MongoDB Atlas last June, so June 2023. But Kovai, we're early users of that. Yeah. We're very early on to prove that on the platform, which was the underpinnings of Document 360. Tell us a little bit about how that enables you to build out Document 360 with our Vector Search.
No, absolutely. You know, like, so we started the company. The company itself is very old, but the Document 360 was started back in 2018. And everything was fine, you know, like a typical document management, like a self-service knowledge-based platform.
Yes.
And once all this AI wave started to kick in, and then the OpenAI, and that changed everything, basically. Like, so we need to jump on, and then we need to get in, because being a knowledge-based product, it's a perfect candidate for you to apply a lot of AI things. A lot of products, they try to put like a lipstick on the top of their product rather than it's a natural fit. But being a knowledge-based product, it is a natural fit for a lot of
things. Totally.
And we had to address some of the AI capabilities, and vector search kind of beats, kind of a backbone for us to enable us to do the AI stuff. So we need to do like a lot of the embeddings, and because it's a combination of our data plus the open models out in the AI space, like the ChatGPT, like 4.0 or 0.1 or whatever we're using. So it's very important for us to get our customer data into that system so that we get a cohesive search and AI capabilities built in. And that's exactly what the vector search is doing for us. And as you said, we are one of the very early customers on and as a SaaS platform, and we are pretty intense users of it at this stage.
It's a great success case. And tell me a little bit about the RAG challenges. So you have a customer and they've got all of their documentation, different formats, different things, and you need to make sure that that's suitable for a RAG solution. So what are the potential pitfalls people don't understand when they're trying to implement retrieval augmented generation?
Yes, sure. I think, our data store is fixed. If we are in MongoDB landscape for our primary cluster and primary data.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, when you look at how do you address this RAG problem, and then, you know, like what are the vector searches available for providing the embeddings? There are a bunch of products out there in the market. We evaluated some of them. The challenge being like, you know, keeping data in sync between your primary store and then the embeddings that goes inside that is a complex problem to solve.
Yes, yeah.
And once you bring somebody, a third party inside, like then you're complicating the problem by threefold.
There's a larger round trip. There's, you know, stale data in transit, everything is unsafe.
Everything, you know, like you need to worry about your data consistency between those platforms. And the security aspect, because you need to apply the same rollback, RBAC security, but source as well as in the third party store, and then it just complicates the whole thing. So here, you know, it comes down to simple triggers. You know, people are very familiar with triggers, and you know, update trigger, add trigger, delete trigger, etc. Helps us maintain the sync and makes it seamless. Yeah.
Okay, but the ability to have, you know, the vectors always be in sync and always up to date. Obviously, that just takes up and a load of workload from a developer's perspective and all of that concern, all of that resilience and performance issues.
No, absolutely. Because if you don't have something like that, then it's a huge engineering effort on its own to make sure that that infrastructure is, the architecture is working efficiently. So, you know, these days we are, as a company, always on doing more like a platform as a service model.
Okay.
Like, you know, everything we do is, you know, that's why we are on MongoDB rather than running our own servers and managing them. So we as a young startup, we are focused more on speed and how fast we can go rather than, you know, like utilizing our engineering resources on something which can be bought rather than, you know, we keep on building something. So I think it works perfectly. Yeah.
Okay. And you talked about, you know, a wide variety of customers. I think when we were chatting before this, 1,500 customers on Doc360 at the moment. In terms of kind of use cases, or, you know, anyone wants to go find out something a bit more, where would you send them? Or do you have case studies up there? We have a case study with yourself.
Yeah, sure. I think just go to document360.com. You'll get all the details. I think in terms of use cases, there are primarily three use cases. One is a public knowledge base.
Mm-hmm.
Any product or any digital business, you will require like anything like help.yourcompany.com. We can actually provide the old class product for it. Or the second use case is an internal knowledge base where you can have process documents, onboarding documents, and engineering documents, and whatever you can think of that can be done. The third use case is the API documentation. So if you have APIs, is it documented? We provide, just give us the open API specification and we'll fill the entire knowledge base for you.
Okay. Well, all of this is really core to a developer's experience of a product, but not necessarily core to whilst you're developing your product. So it's great to be able to offload it to Kovai.co to be able to do this. So it sounds like a great solution. Turning our attention to .local London, what are you hoping to get out of your visit here today? What's in it for you?
No, it's a combination of multiple things. I saw like a lot of breakout sessions, you know, like a lot of things on AI and stuff going on. So I'll be interested to, you know, like see a few of them. And generally, any events, you know, I primarily focus more on networking, meeting new people, and what challenges they are facing. Because these days, you know, the content is available straight away. You know, I'm sure these things are all available in a few days later. I prioritize myself on, you know, meeting people and then chatting to them so they will understand the real problems, what they are facing. Yeah.
Perfect. Well, listen, I hope the day goes well. But Saravana, thank you very much for joining us. And I very much look forward to see what Kovai.co build with MongoDB Vector Search in the future as well, too. But for now, it's been a pleasure to have you on the live stream. We'll be back very shortly with yet another guest. So do stay tuned in. Thank you.
Thank you.